appearance of similarity. Reciprocation. We may automatically comply with a request when we have been given or promised something of value. The gift may be a material item, or advice, or help. When someone has done something for you, you feel an inclination to reciprocate. This strong tendency to reciprocate exists even in situations where the person receiving the gift hasn't asked for it. One of the most effective ways to influence people to do us a favor, comply with a request, is by giving some gift or assistance that forms an underlying obligation. Members of the Hare Krishna religious cult were very effective in influencing people to donate to their cause by first giving them a book or flower as a gift. If the recipient tried to return the gift, the giver would refuse, remarking, "It's our gift to you." This behavioral principle of reciprocation was used by the Krishnas to substantially increase donations. Examples of attacks. An employee receives a call from a person who identifies himself as being from the IT department. The caller explains that some company computers have been infected with a new virus not recognized by the antivirus software that can destroy all files on a computer, and offers to talk the person through some steps to prevent problems. Following this, the caller asks the person to test a software utility that has just been recently upgraded for allowing users to change passwords. The employee is reluctant to refuse because the caller has just provided help that will supposedly protect the user from a virus. He reciprocates by complying with the caller's request. Consistency. People have the tendency to comply after having made a public commitment or endorsement for a cause. Once we have promised we will do something, we don't want to appear untrustworthy or undesirable, and will tend to follow through in order to be consistent with our statement or promise. Example of attack. The attacker contacts a relatively new employee and advises her of the agreement to abide by certain security policies and procedures as a condition of being allowed to use company information systems. After discussing a few security practices, the caller asks the user for her password to verify compliance with policy on choosing a difficult-to-guess password. Once the user reveals her password, the caller makes a recommendation to construct future passwords in such a way that the attacker will be able to guess it. The victim complies because of her prior agreement to abide by company policies and her assumption that the caller is merely verifying her compliance. Social validation. People have the tendency to comply when doing so appears to be in line with what others are doing. The action of others is accepted as validation that the behavior in question is the correct and appropriate action. Examples of attacks. The caller says he is conducting a survey and names other people in the department who he claims have already cooperated with him. The victim, believing that cooperation by others validates the authenticity of the request, agrees to take part. The caller then asks a series of questions, among which are questions that draw the victim into revealing his computer username and password. Scarcity. People have the tendency to comply when it is believed that the object sought is in short supply and others are competing for it, or that it is available only for a short period of time. Example of attack. The attacker sends emails claiming that the first 500 people to register at the company's new website will win free tickets to a hot new movie. When an unsuspecting employee registers at the site, he is asked to provide his company email address and to choose a password. Many people, motivated by convenience, have the propensity to use the same or a similar password on every computer system they use. Taking advantage of this, the attacker then attempts to compromise the target's work and home computer systems with the username and password that have been entered during the website registration process. Creating training and awareness programs. Issuing an information security policy pamphlet, or directing employees to an intranet page that details security policies, will not, by itself, mitigate your risk. Every business must not only define the rules with written policies, but must make the extra effort to direct everyone who works with corporate information or computer systems to learn and follow the rules. Furthermore, you must ensure that everyone understands the reason behind each policy so that people don't circumvent the rule as a matter of convenience. Otherwise, ignorance will always be the worker's excuse and the precise vulnerability that social engineers will exploit. The central goal of any security awareness program is to influence people to change their behavior and attitudes by motivating every employee to want to chip in and do his part to protect the organization's information assets. A great motivator in this instance is to explain how their participation will benefit not just the company, but the individual employees as well. Since the company retains certain private information about every worker, when employees do their part to protect information or information systems, they are actually protecting their own information too. A security training program requires substantial support. The training effort needs to reach every person who has access to sensitive information or corporate computer systems, must be ongoing, and must be continuously revised to update personnel on new threats and vulnerabilities.